Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. A good day for the U.S. Olympic team at the Winter Games in Sochi as they bring home gold for the first time ever in ice dancing. Merrill Davis and Charlie White of Michigan win the gold medal in a world record score. The two-man bobsled team takes the bronze, first medal in that event since 1952, piloted by Steve Holcomb, the brakeman Steve Langston. And Mark Grenet reports on another U.S. medal winner.
Here's the latest from Sochi. Alex Diebold of the U.S. is a bronze medalist in men's snowboard cross. He finished behind Francis Pierre Vaultier and Russia's Nikolai Olyunin. American Trevor Jacob edged out in a photo finish by Diebold in the semifinals. Team USA's Julia Mancuso did not complete her first run in the women's giant slalom. That knocked her out of contention. Mancuso had won gold in 2006. Michaela Schifrin of the United States finished fifth today, the gold medal going to Slovenia's Tina Maze.
The U.S. and Russia, though, now share the lead on the medals table, each country having won 19 overall, the U.S. with five gold medals at the Games. Slovenia wins the first of four qualifying men's hockey games, defeating Austria 4-0. It's first appearance for Slovenia, which will now face top-seeded Sweden on Wednesday. Later on Tuesday, Slovakia and the Czech Republic square off for the right to face Team USA in tomorrow's quarterfinal. And the women's gold medal hockey game is all set. It'll be the U.S. against Canada on Wednesday. College basketball, just one game of note, as most of the top 25 not in action. North Carolina defeating Florida State on the road, 81-75. They came from 18 down to deliver Roy Williams his 300th career victory as head coach of the Tar Heels. Syracuse still number one in college basketball. Undefeated Orange getting all 32 place votes in the coaches poll, also topping the AP poll. Florida is now second with Wichita State at 27-0, dropping to third. Arizona falls another notch to fourth. Louisville is fifth. The Wisconsin Badgers climb three spots, now number 18 in the coaches poll. Alec Brown of the Green Bay Phoenix wins the Horizon League Player of the Week Award for the fourth time this season, led the Phoenix to a pair of wins in Ohio, including a big one over second-place Cleveland State on Saturday, giving Green Bay a two-game lead with three games to go. They can wrap up their first Horizon League regular season championship in 18 years if they beat Valparaiso at the Rest Center in Green Bay on Thursday night. In the Division III national poll, UW-Stevens Point remains number one. Whitewater is now second, and the St. Norbert Green Knights climb up another spot to number five. Gary Gresh's club is 20-1. They've already won the Midwest Conference regular season title. They are 16-0 with two games to play. They have won 18 straight games. How has it all come together, Coach?
You start with our seniors and our veteran leaders, Brandon Grease, Garrett Thorne, Andy Fox, and Tyler Pauley. And then you add in a talented transfer with Cam Cerrone to the mix. And you look at our top seven, we're playing 9-10 guys regular minutes, and seven of those kids are juniors and seniors. So you have a veteran group, and you have a lot of really good leaders.
St. Norbert wraps up the regular season at Ripon Wednesday, hosting Illinois College Saturday. And as conference regular season champions, they'll host the Midwest Conference Men's Tournament at the Schulte Sports Center next week. The NBA comes off the All-Star break. Nine games on the schedule Tuesday night, including the Milwaukee Bucks at 9-43, the worst team in the association, hosting the Orlando Magic. Hasn't been much better in Central Florida. They've won just 16 times that game at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. The Green Bay Gamblers plan to honor former head coach John Cooper Friday night in their game against the Youngstown Phantoms at the Rest Center. Cooper and led the Gamblers to two Anderson Cup titles and the 2010 Playoff Clark Cup championship. Now he is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning of the National Hockey League. Some NFL notes. The Baltimore Ravens are giving linebacker Terrell Suggs shot to play out the rest of his career with the team. They've agreed on a four-year contract extension that will run through 2018. Suggs reportedly will make $16 million guaranteed over the next two seasons, then average $7 million in non-guaranteed money over the rest of the deal. T. Sizzle, proud to be a Raven for life.
It's a first-class organization, and I'm really honored that I do get the, you know, had an opportunity to start my career where I finished. I mean, to finish my career where I started it at.
And baseball notes, the Baltimore Orioles closing in on signing pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez to a four-year, $48 million free agent contract. The Orioles would have to give up their 2014 first-year player draft selection to the Indians. Jimenez At 30-year-old, went 13-9 with a 3.30 earned run average and 32 starts for Cleveland last season. Milwaukee Brewers pitchers and catchers held their first workout of spring training on Monday after reporting over the weekend. One of the newcomers to the Brewers pitching staff is veteran left-hander Zach Duke, former starter with the Pirates, has played with the Nationals and the Reds. Why'd you choose the crew, Zach?
Opportunity, really. You know, I looked at the roster, 40-man, and then AAA, AA, there wasn't a lot of lefties around, so I figured, you know, it's of the teams that were offering jobs to me, I figured this was my best opportunity to get a bigger job.
Position players report to Maryvale on Friday. The Brewers' first Cactus League game will be a week from Thursday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.